Well, coming up shortly after the first of the year is the annual Soiree with the Swans. It's brought to you here locally by Cass County Conservation, and they have an opportunity for folks to get to know a little bit more and get up close and personal, hopefully, with the swans that visit here in Atlantic, the trumpeter swans each year. Laura Canning is the Cass County naturalist and is with us here this morning to talk about the event. Laura, how are you?
Not too bad.
Good year for trumpeter swans here in the area?
Yeah, so far this weather has kind of put them in a little bit of a holding pattern, so they've been hanging out.
Very good. Do we have a pretty good contingent this year?
Yeah, we've been averaging between 70 and 100 the week of Christmas, so yeah.
Wow.
Doing good.
That seems like it's grown over the years.
It has. We have had very many successful nests in Iowa and not only in Minnesota. So this is kind of their way, the biologist's way of getting a decent count of how successful the babies were to get to this point. So more successful nests, the more birds there are.
Laura, are most of these swans banded so you can kind of track their movements?
We actually don't band them anymore, with our Midwestern efforts being so strong and they're doing so good right now. But I will say that the ISU State University has a program going on where we've GPSed a couple of them. And so right now there are a couple in the Midwest that are GPSed collared. So instead of the color collars that we used to do.
Oh, very good. So I'm behind the times. I'm talking about old school stuff by banding, right?
Yes. Well, and the GPS actually is not as new as you think, just a little bit because of funding and being able to fund the project. But it's all, I believe, in its second or third winter for the GPS bands. So, yeah.
Well, it seemed like they just originally came here kind of by happenstance, but they are very
yes.
much creatures of habit, so they tend to come back where they find a lot of luck, and we've been fortunate.
Yep.
It seems like it's grown from maybe a dozen or two dozen to where we are now, and there are also,
yes.
as you mentioned, been some nesting programs, some releases that have been done here locally. It's kind of neat that so much has been done here in this part of the state.
Yes, and we've been seeing the successes in the last 5 years of not only the nesting success, but of the success of them finding other wintering spots. Moffett Reservoir is one of them outside of Des Moines. You know, Atlantic has gotten full, and Beamer's Pond north of us as well gets full because they're doing so well in population. You know, the one lake can only hold so many swans, and so they have figured out Moffett Reservoir is another nice, you know, great spot to hang out.
You bet.
So it's interesting to see how they finagle themselves around the state when it gets to be cold and blissful winter.
Well, the deep water ponds and lakes are places they
yes.
Enjoy, of course, because they don't freeze over quite as readily. They give them fresh, open water that they're actually
yep.
running away from, the iced over stuff to the north and coming here to the south. And we hope they stick
yep.
around for a good long time. The fascination with the trumpeter swans here has been growing over time. Is that a lot to
yep.
have to do with the fact that you do so much education for folks here?
Yeah, and, you know, that they're getting to be more prevalent in us actually seeing them. And so it's a little bit of education, and it's a little bit of those numbers, again, doing so well. You know, and there's, you know, local zoos, or I should say more Midwest region zoos, are doing much more education and helping us out with the wild birds as well. And we kind of forget that itty bitty piece too.
Well, it's fun to see and experience some things that you wouldn't normally be able to. We're just
yeah.
fortunate that they're coming here so close to us. And now coming up on January 7th, that's a Saturday, shortly after
yep.
the first of the year, at the Shulberg Recreation Area, Lake Number 4, you're going to be doing the annual Soiree with the Swans event to give folks the up-close and personal. Have you had pretty good turnout for those over the years?
Yeah, we have. It just kind of depends on the weather. And then depends on the swans sticking around and hanging out with us, too. But, you know, don't feel free that, you know, it's one of those come-and-go events, you know. So it goes from 11 to 2, and 2 o'clock is our last presentation. And the, you know, you can come swing out whenever you can and come see us for some hot chocolate and things like that. And hopefully the weather will be good and we don't have to have it at the Atlantic Public Library.
Yeah, well, we don't want to give away all the secrets, but they're just short 10-minute presentations. What types of things do you share in that 10 minutes?
Yeah, we talk about all about the biology of those trumpeter swans all the way to the restoration and, you know, how they get to be here in Atlantic. And, you know, you can ask questions and really kind of learn the things you want to learn about. You know, I it's one of those programs you don't do the same one every time, every 10 minutes either.
Right. Well, yeah, but some folks will hang around for a while and catch the presentation again, maybe pick up a few different things.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. Do you get a lot of children? Do a lot of parents bring their kids out along?
Yeah, families and, you know, scout groups, things like that, that'll, you know, with wildlife and things like that, using binoculars. Yeah, we will get all ages out there. And it's one of those things, very handicap accessible. Don't feel like you have to get out of your car. A lot of times you can park your car, roll down your windows, and you can still hear my speech and things like that. So don't feel like that is going to be any hindrance to anybody either.
Mm-hmm. Do you get some folks that travel a bit that aren't just necessarily right here in Atlantic to come visit?
Yes. We actually post our events on some nationwide birding boards and things like that. We usually get a good 5 to 6 different states of people coming in. If the weather, back to, it's a little weather dependent, you know, if it's a good travel weekend, we'll have people that travel here just to come see the soiree. So.
Sure. And during this event, do folks get to get up close and personal maybe and do a little feeding?
Yeah, hopefully. That depends on the swans and where the ice is as well. Right now, the open water is actually a little bit closer to the shore and where our parking area is. So it'll just depend if that holds true or not by the time we get to the 7th.
Oh, kind of push them in your direction?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. What's one thing about trumpeter swans that people are most surprised about?
I would have to say that they're probably one of, you know, the fact that they're the largest North American waterfowl out there, and then we obviously get to see them, and when you get up close and personal to them, or get to see them a little bit closer, that 6 to 7 feet wingspan looks like a lot to manage.
Yeah, sure it does. Are there any myths that you debunk that folks seem to think they know about swans?
Well, the newest one that the scientists have debunked, I should say out in the wild, that the trumpeter swans would maybe live to be 20 years old in the wild. And now, because of those colored bands that we have done for so many years and are part of our reintroduction processes, we are actually seeing trumpeter swans live to be 23, 25. Right now, Wisconsin still has a 25-year-old wild flying trumpeter swan. We're starting to see that, well, maybe our numbers are a little bit off. So we're starting to see that maybe they can live to be a little bit longer.
Sure. Well, I know while they do have, I'm sure they probably have some natural predators. They're not at the top of the food chain. We also have done some things to eliminate some, you know, accidental things that can happen to them, too. You look around, you see some of these things dangling from some of the power lines, and there's a reason some of those things are there.
Yeah, those are well, we call them swan flappers, real termages, bird diverters, so that they see the lines in the fog or the low light conditions. And the ones that we have installed here in Cass County at Shilber Quarry actually are ones that were part of a study to see how they really, really work, or if they, you know, don't affect them as much. Because there's actually a couple different designs of them out there, and ours is actually pretty successful. And we're actually getting ready to hopefully get ready to replace the ones right there on Highway 83. If you'll notice, they don't glow as much as they should glow. And so they're getting a little worn out.
Well, we've been doing this for a number of years here. We've been fortunate and blessed to have these swans visit us each year. So take advantage of the opportunity when you have it. And again, that event's sponsored by the Cass County Conservation Board, by Atlantic Parks and Recreation, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, all helping to participate. This is Saturday, January 7th at Lake 4 at the Shulberg Recreation Area. And for those who are maybe not necessarily familiar, I think most folks are, but it's right there off of Highway 83.
Yes, yep, and it'll look like you're turning right into the Shulberg Construction parking lot. Come see us, and that is Lake 4 right there on the corner, so not back across the track.
Very good. Well, you'll have some treats and things to enjoy, and hopefully be able to share some trumpeter swan treats with the trumpeter swans that day, too. And again, if the weather's bad or if the swans decide they need to be elsewhere, it'll be held at the Atlantic Library. But we'll tell you more about that if it's a necessity as we get a little bit closer. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. that day. Hope you get a chance to come on out and enjoy. Laura Canning, thank you so much for the time here today. Thanks for doing these educational opportunities.
Thanks for having me.